Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Where to even start today, Rena? Bomber game day.
Yep.
NHL draft day, which is a huge day for Winnipeg Jets fans. The Grey Cup is here.
Yep.
At the Forks at our studios. We have, it's bike to work day.
Yep.
So it's one of those Fridays. It's going to just bang. It's going to be done.
We have a comedian in studio today.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
We have a dragon in studio today.
You know, it's not every day. You get up in the morning and say, hey, there's going to be a dragon in studio.
Yeah.
A dragon and his chihuahua. Don't miss the show. Don't miss the show this morning. It's going to be busy, so let's get going right now.
The Blue Bomber name. So proud of its glory.
That's right, Rena. Proud. Proud of the blue and gold.
And we'll take
a W on the hat this morning.
Oh, bomber gear.
Raina's got the nice bomber gear on this morning as well.
A little short, you can't really tell. But
and we got the Grey Cup set up here at the Forks.
Yeah.
I love this song.
It's a good omen. It's a good, you know, I feel like that's going to bring us luck tonight, having the Grey Cup here.
You're feeling it? Yep. You're into the superstition sort of
big
stuff.
Time, yeah.
So,
it's good karma, good omen.
You're
throwing
it right down. That's a good omen. That's good karma. Right to start the season, the Alouettes in town tonight, 7:30 kickoff. Come down, get the. Starting right now, you can come get your picture. Bring a tin for the bin.
They're just setting up right now.
For pure later tackle hunger.
Yep. Bring a food donation, and you can get your picture with the Grey Cup.
Mm-hmm. And then, everybody I talked to is going to the game tonight. Of course, they're going to be showing the draft before the football game tonight if you want to go down to IG Field, but you don't want. Just a busy night in sports. You don't really want to miss anything.
Yep. What are you going to do? What are you going to watch?
What am I going to do?
You're going to just flick back and forth. You got multiple TVs set up.
I got a busy weekend, so I'm going to sit on my ass and watch it all on TV so I can cover the most different events and manage my kids as well.
Good. You have to.
And the boy, especially my 5-year-old, he likes watching the Bomber games, kind of, you know, until he moves on to something else. But he'll come in and out of it. Dad, what's the score? You know, like, I like watching football with him, and we intend to go to a bunch of games this year. But it is exciting. Bomber game day. Come get your picture taken with the Grey Cup. We're going to talk Bombers. Andrew Harris is going to play, so we're certainly going to talk. That's huge news, because Wheeler,
everyone's
myself.
Everyone's like, whew.
Right, you weren't quite as concerned as Wheeler and I, but no. you're not as sportsy, but we certainly were concerned yesterday, so we're all happy to hear that Andrew Harris is going to play. And also on the show this morning, we have Flatlanders Beer Festival tickets, Ziggy Marley tickets, Piff the Magic Dragon's going to be in studio.
We have something else to give away, too.
Oh, is it that the Sportsnet Now?
Oh, yes,
The cool app.
A free subscription.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
Okay, all that and more coming up this morning on the show. Yes. Rena likes the Fred Durst song better. You like Fred Durst's version better, right, Rena?
Yeah.
I can hear Howard Manshine on his way down to the building right now to physically. If you say that to Howard.
You're thinking of the Bad Company song. That's what Five Finger Death Punch did, right?
Bad Company song. Right? Yeah, off air, I was saying.
Bad Company cover.
Right, but I was just back to saying Rena doesn't really like the Fred Durst version of that song, but if you did, Howard Manshine would go Bob Barker from Happy Gilmore on your ass. He would beat your ass.
Rightfully
for that.
So.
Absolutely. Yeah. 92 City FM, World Class Rock at 6:20. Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. Wheeler's away back on Monday.
27 is the high for today with mix of sun and cloud. We're at 16.
And now,
what's trending?
You want to go first, Rena?
I'll go first, yep. Well, the jury has made their decision. I'm glad Wheeler's not here today to gloat about this. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin did not plagiarize Stairway to Heaven. The panel in L.A. ruled that the musicians did not steal a riff from the obscure song Taurus for the classic rock song. The jury deliberated for about 5 hours before deciding the case. Page and Plant embraced their attorneys after the trial, and in a statement afterwards said the jury confirmed what they have all already known for 45 years. La-di-da.
Taurus. Look, I wasn't hoping for anybody in this, but I honestly heard some similarities in the two songs.
If I was on the jury, I love Led Zeppelin. I'm not saying, they were so similar.
Yeah.
So similar. And a lot of people have been plagiarized for a lot things that are more questionable, I find.
Mm-hmm. But I guess the idea is you hear these songs, I mean, it's just a slippery slope, and that's probably what the jury thought to themselves. Like, if we award this to this spirit band, is this going to start an avalanche of, hey, that song sounds like ours, and that song sounds like ours.
Yeah.
Okay, PK Subban, I feel, Rena, like every other month, the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens has to come out and publicly say, I'm not going to trade PK Subban, because the media in Montreal is insane. And they start this idea that the Habs are going to trade Subban. He's wildly popular in Montreal. Every time these rumors come up, I say, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then the GM comes out and says, it's not going to happen. So it was all over Twitter yesterday that the Canucks had talked to Montreal about Subban, that the Oilers were trying to pick up Subban. And then the Montreal general manager stepped in front of a microphone and had this to say.
Well, of course you never say never. I mean, it's if somebody offered me after their team, well, you know, you got to make it work. But it's not my intention. I'm not shopping PK Subban, I could tell you that.
What would it take for you to trade with him?
God, I don't even want to go there.
Mark, when you get these calls, how long do these conversations last?
They're pretty short.
So to review, if somebody wants to give me half their team, I would probably think about it, but...
No.
Stay tuned. There'll be another PK Subban trade
rumor
in within 3 or 4 days. That's what's trending.
City traffic.
And, of course, the draft tonight. That's why you're getting all these rumors, all this, you know, NHL news. The Jets draft number 2 tonight. Mm-hmm. The Leafs are going to take Austin Matthews. The Jets are going to take Patrick Laine. Anything other than that would be a huge surprise.
Media is like a bunch of 14-year-old girls starting all these rumors.
Ah, man, it's insane. I sure hope you're wearing your bomber gear to work today. We used to really push people to do that back in the day. Like last
blue,
year.
Yeah.
Wear your blue and gold to work today. Wear your bomber stuff.
Got my bomber gear.
Rita's got it on.
Yep.
I don't care if you normally wear a suit. Throw a jersey over the suit. Get it done. It's the home opener tonight.
Shirt's in high rotation. I think I wore it last Friday and then the Friday before that.
It's a high rotation bomber shirt.
I only own 2, so.
That's why I go with the ball cap because, you know, then it's no matter what I'm wearing, I just throw it on and I'm covered.
Yeah.
And Tin for the Bin here at the Forks this morning. Drop by.
Yep.
And get your picture taken with the Grey Cup if you bring a Tin for the Bin for Purolator Tackle Hunger.
Yeah, right outside the doors here.
Did you ride your bike to work today, Rena?
No.
You didn't?
No. I don't have a bike.
It's ride your bike to work day.
Yeah.
So you're supposed... Look, I did not ride my bike to work. I have a bike. I go bike riding with my son.
Yeah.
But riding your bike to work, like going, driving across the city on your bike, I don't think that's just a wake up in the morning and go, honey, it's ride your bike to work today. Pull a mountain bike out. I'm riding 35.
Biking 40. Is definitely, like you said it before, a culture. It's like a, you know, it's you gotta be like into it. You gotta love it. You gotta be a biker person to ride your bike. I guess it depends how far to work you are.
I would say it's a way of life.
No.
Cyclists. That's a, you know, you gotta have the bike gear, the helmets. Maybe I'm wrong. 780 City, 780, 2484. Is this a split second decision you can make in the morning or even the night before where you go, I'm gonna ride, it's right, yeah. I'm gonna
well,
ride.
Well, you know
bike.
What? The cyclists, I know that traffic and people, motorists and cyclists never gotten along. But the ones who do it legit, where they wear the gear that has the reflectors on it, they have the helmets and the, you know, the shades, and they're all into it. Those are the cyclists that they hug the sidewalk. They don't ride on the sidewalks. Yeah. You know, they follow the rules. But it's the ones, you know, with the case of beer or a buddy on the back that are all over the road. And you're like, come on, man. Those are the ones that piss me off.
Doubling just looks so dangerous. And don't get me wrong. When I was a young lad in my teens, we used to do it all the time.
Oh, yeah. Kids still do a bit down Bishop Grandin. They're crossing Bishop Grandin and they're doubling on a bike. They're like, oh, my God. Traffic's like flying around you guys.
Having a girl ask you to double her was a big deal. Like, that was a, whoa, hello, something's starting here now.
So do you mean, like, stand on the back spokes of the bike and hold on? Or,
that
like,
was an
sit
option.
On the... Did
you have, or
like,
the handlebar. The handlebars. Oh, yeah, nice. You had to have one of those... BMX pads in the front there so they could sit on that.
Oh, I see.
Wanted to get the hot chicks.
I see.
But back to the original point, I just don't... for me, first of all, here's the reason I don't cycle to work. It seems like a lot of work. And I'd be sweating when I got here. I don't know how cyclists tackle that part of it.
That's true.
I would need a shower. I'd be sweating my balls off.
Yeah, that's true.
And it sounds...
I wonder if people who work in those offices are like, yeah, Jim bikes to work every day. He stinks like BO every day. Or if they have, like, showers at their office.
I'm
or they
sure.
do the sponge bath thing,
the
maybe.
The sponge bath. Who has a sponge bath at their office?
What?
Did you say they hit the sponge bath?
Yeah, you don't need, like, a sponge. That's just, like, a way for saying that.
Oh, you
like, you wet paper towel or whatever, and you wipe yourself
in
down.
In the sink.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
I was like, there's no, like, you don't go to the store and buy, like, a sponge bath.
I thought you meant some of these offices have sponge baths.
No.
If that's the case, I got to get a... If that's the case, two things. I want a job at one of these places, or we're getting one here at the court. I want a sponge bath.
funny arguments here at the office. Off air, Paul, the producer, myself, Rena, engaged in a discussion, a rather lively discussion about the sponge bath. Rena claimed that the sponge bath is something you, when you wash yourself in the sink at work, producer Paul and another guy who called in off air was saying, no, that's something a doctor or a nurse would give you. Like if you're in the hospital for open heart surgery, they'd give you a sponge bath.
But I just feel like it doesn't have to be a nurse. Just because it's a nurse giving it to you doesn't mean it make it a sponge, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, Paul was saying, producer Paul says, calls it a hooker's bath.
So Wheeler calls it too.
Yeah, and then I checked online and I did some research and it's a whore's bath.
A whore's bath,
and that's only when you wash your private parts.
Okay.
And a sponge bath is when you sponge your whole body.
In the sink.
It can be a sink or a tub or with a sponge or a cloth. It's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Well, no, sink, tub, that's where the whole discussion's coming in. Because if you have a tub, then that's
But if you're not getting into the tub and you're putting something in the water and you wash yourself with it, that's a sponge bath.
But we were talking office, and there's no bathtubs at the office.
Yeah, no. I did get an email, though, from someone who told me. Zena says that her office installed showers just for the bikers to encourage staff to ride their bikes to work.
For cyclists, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
our last building,
cool.
Our last building has showers in the office.
We had a gym,
at
too.
A gym, yeah.
No one ever went in there.
No.
When I wanted quiet time, I went in there.
Because there was one guy who shall remain nameless who used to like to go in there and work out and then hang out in his towel for like hours on end. And I think that scared everybody off the gym. All this discussion because of Ride Your Bike to Work Day.
Yes. So
be on the lookout.
Circling back from the whore's bath.
There's likely going to be a lot of cyclists on the roads today. And this is a pit stop here at the Forks. You want to come by here.
And we got some booster juice and the Grey Cups here.
For sure. Right now, though, 780 City, 780 2484. Time to give away some tickets to go see Ziggy Marley. Burton Cummings Theater?
October 7th.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Rena has a question.
Trivia.
Yep.
Philly's a lifeline if anyone needs help. 88% of boys in North America own one of these.
Boys, not men.
Think
boys.
About your childhood, Philly.
80. So this is, would this be?
This is transcendent, timeless. I think boys throughout, for many years have had these.
There'll be some obvious guesses. That's a high number, too, 88%. Yep. Good morning, City. Do you have a guess?
No, go ahead, Philly.
Well, a video game console of some form?
No. Nope.
Never had one, by the way, growing up. Only the rich kids. Hi, City. Okay, you guys, I'm just going to say, you can't take the lazy way out.
Every
time. 88% have this.
88% of boys in North America own one of these.
Would I have had it for sure?
Yep.
North America. A soccer ball? Some form of a ball?
No.
Okay. Hi, City.
Good morning.
Hi, is that your City FM?
Yes,
it
go
is.
Ahead.
I'm just listening to the conversation about the sponge bath that Serena and Philly are having.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's up?
It's called a bird bath.
Bird bath. Yeah, I did get an email calling it a bird bath as well.
Oh.
Okay.
Whore's bath is more fun to say, though.
It is, yeah.
A whore's bath.
Hi, City.
Hey, is it a pellet gun?
Pellet gun?
No.
Okay.
That's pretty close, though.
It's close.
Yeah.
Oh, I think
good
City.
Good morning.
How about a toy gun?
Toy gun?
No. Very close, though.
For Ziggy Marley tickets, go ahead.
Cap gun.
Shotgun.
No.
This isn't wait. He said a cap gun.
Oh, no.
Which used to be fun. Cap gun does.
Yeah. Nope. Very
pop,
close.
Pop, pop, pop.
Very Hello? Close. Good morning.
Hey, I'm going to go with a knife.
A knife?
No, not a knife. No.
Remember those Rambo knives that you
could
buy?
Everyone's guessing weapons now. This isn't America. Well, I guess I said North America. But.
Hi.
How about a water gun?
That is correct. 88%
gun.
Of boys own a water gun.
A super soaker?
Or a squirt pistol. Is that what
and remember, they used to be like really.
Yeah, super soakers now.
Really sort of,
they used to be harmless
small
with like
harmless,
a small little streamline, and now they're like. Right? Yeah, it gets crazy.
My neighbor's kids will have like an AK-47 and they start blasting me with it. I'm like, hey, you can
crazy.
Nail my kids if you want, but.
Yeah,
not
I remember
me.
Mine being like tiny and you'd have to fill it up every couple pumps because it couldn't hold that much water.
Oh, man. Who's
anyway.
This?
That's Kyle.
Kyle, you got Ziggy Marley tickets. Congratulations. City FM, world-class rock. Good morning. It's a Friday. It's Bomber Game Day. It's the day the Winnipeg Jets draft a franchise-altering player with the number 2 pick. It's just a great day. It really is. Never mind. It's going to be beautiful out today. It's Philly and Raina Wheeler's back on Monday.
We're at 16 right now, getting up to 27 today with a mix of sun and cloud. It's going to be nice.
And a couple of quick notes before I get into something with Rena. You have another half an hour to get your butt down here and get your picture taken with the Grey Cup. Bring a tin for the bin for pure later.
Yeah.
Tackle hunger. And
you have to. That's how you get your
picture. That's how you get your picture.
That's your payment.
As well, it's bike to work day. So we're set up outside.
And Booster Juice just hooked us up with Booster Juice refreshments for all the cyclists to stop by. So.
Okay. And then before 7:30, Piff the Magic Dragon and his Chihuahua.
Right. Ah, so much going on.
It's crazy. But quickly, we got to address this. I think we can all agree, Rena, that it's not actually a sponge bath. We're getting lots of calls, lots of reaction to what it's called when you ride your bike to work or do whatever and then decide to take a quick shower in the sink. You know, a little bit of... So we've had it called a bird bath.
Yeah, I'm not going with bird bath on this. That's what I'm leaning towards.
You're going with bird bath?
I'm thinking we'd call it a bird bath.
780 City, 780, 2484... what do you call it when you have that, you know, you use the hand soap?
Yeah. Because Erica let us know that if you use those, like, baby wipes or any kind of wipes, then it's called an Italian bath for some reason. And then if you're just doing your groin area, then it's a whore's bath.
See, I'm going with whore's bath. And I always thought an Italian bath was when you just cover it up with cologne.
Yeah, that's what I assumed, too.
It's a bird bath.
It's a bird bath?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have to use an actual bird bath? Do you have to bring one of those to work, or is that just is a sink okay?
But you can bring one of those huge concrete things if you want, but I'm not sure how you're going to carry it on your bike. But yeah, the sink works.
I'll try.
Strapped to Philly's back on his bike, just sweating even
good
more.
I got to clean myself up when I get to work.
Carry my tub with me.
Hi, City.
Good morning. Hello?
Yes, it's called a sailor's bath.
A sailor's bath.
Yes.
I like that the ladies, the guys call it a whore's bath and the ladies call it a sailor's bath.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I like sailor's bath. I'm going to switch my bird bath vote to sailor's bath.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you ride your bike to work? Do you partake?
I have artificial knees and I'm not able to ride a bike. Okay. I walk.
Right. Well, that's good.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Well done.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A couple more. Hi, City.
Hey, it's a cowboy shower.
A cowboy shower?
Oh, my God. I need to write this down.
Are you taking note of the arena? Cowboy shower.
We got the Italian bath. We got the cowboy shower, the bird bath, the whore's bath, the hooker's bath.
But
sponge bath.
No sponge. Don't throw sponge bath in there. It's not sponge bath. Sponge bath is something else. We're eliminating.
There's too many. Everyone just call it what you want. How about everyone just takes a shower, okay?
Take a shower.
Just clean yourself the right way.
Nirvana, 92 City FM, world-class rock. Good morning. It's Friday, 7:15. Wheeler in the morning with Philly and Rena. Mr. Wheeler celebrating his anniversary, so he'll be back on Monday. He took the day off. I'm off next week, by the way, so looking forward to that.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
We're at 19 degrees right now, getting up to 27.
Yeah. Woo. Holidays. That, you know what that means, Rena. I get to watch Game of Thrones in its normal time and not pay for it by being tired the next day.
That's what you're most excited about
does
for
that
the
make
holidays.
Me, yes. Does that make that makes me? Makes I know.
You, yeah, makes you a throner for sure.
I am well aware that makes me extremely lame, but I've been thinking about it all week. All right.
I've been thinking about it all week.
I'm gonna turn it up really loud in the basement and watch it. Maybe watch it again.
Oh, cool.
Excellent, excellent. A few more minutes here to come down and get your picture taken with the Grey Cup till 7:30. We were just out there. They have party atmosphere in our parking
lot. Oh, yeah, that's fun. Lot. Yep. We got Booster Juice set up out there, too, with, like, kale and carrot and all sorts of healthy snacks.
For Bike to Work Day, bring a tin for the bin for pure later tackle hunger. Get your picture taken with the Grey Cup. Again, we're getting ready for the Bomber home opener tonight in style. What are you doing this weekend, Rena? What do you got planned? I know you're out and about today, aren't you?
Yes. Today, starting at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be at the HSC Hospital for the Tri-Hospital Dream Lottery. Because the early bird deadline midnight tonight, the deadline is midnight tonight. So the early bird is worth $150,000. And I'm also giving away a Jonathan Toews jersey. And there's like no purchase necessary. You just got to come down and see me. You can enter the draw. And at 7 o'clock tonight, we'll do the draw for that.
Badass. That's nice.
Yeah, so we'll be hanging out there today. I'm trying to raise some money.
My wife bought one of those tickets already. I saw it in my email. So I'm in the draw. I'm ready to go.
Yep.
I'm in Ile-de-Chêne tomorrow at Adventure Power Products grand opening. I'll be there from 10 to 2.
Ile-de-Chêne, hey?
They're having a proper grand opening party, so make sure you come and see what Adventure Power Products has to offer.
How far of a drive is that?
It's in the commercial. It's like, I think it was like 6-7 minutes from the perimeter.
Oh, okay.
Like
super
it's
close.
Really, it's really not that far.
Okay.
And I don't get out to Ile-de-Chêne very often. So I think the last time I was in Ile-de-Chêne is for a Montreal Canadiens alumni hockey game.
Of course you were.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Who else does
those
games?
Why wouldn't you go to that? Who else would they ask?
Right. Piff the Magic Dragon, he's going to be playing Rumors. He played last night. He's playing this weekend. Mm-hmm. Super funny. Like, this guy's been on all the big shows, played all the big venues.
Hopefully he brings his dog.
He is bringing his chihuahua.
Yep.
Okay, we were expecting him right here, but...
Yeah, hopefully he makes it.
Running a couple minutes late, so we're going to do it just after 7:30.
Okay.
Okay, stick around for that.
Okay.
Piff the Magic Dragon.
Brought to you in part by Rumors Restaurant and Comedy Club, home of the Birthday Club. Log on to rumorscomedyclub.com to find out about upcoming shows.
That's us. That's Rumors. 92 City FM, world-class rock. Good morning, Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena. No, Wheeler, today's back on Monday.
27's a high for today. We're already 19 degrees this morning. It'll be a nice day.
Rena. There's a magic dragon in the studio.
I see that.
You noticed?
I noticed. I noticed the dog, actually.
Fantastic. Piff the Magic Dragon playing Rumors. Well, started last night and all through the weekend. The only show that there's tickets left for is the Sunday night 10 o'clock show.
That's it. It's the last one left. You can't come to that one. You can't come.
So clearly, there is a lot of demand to go. And why wouldn't there be to see a magic? You don't meet a magic dragon in person every day, do you?
Very rarely meet a genuine magic dragon. And his magic performing chihuahua.
Chihuahua. I can say this is the first time for me. How is it in the world we live in for a magic dragon? Like, is
That's
it difficult?
Good.
Are we getting more...
Are we more accepting of dragons?
Yeah.
I think
nowadays?
These days you much more expect... Yeah, I mean, I come from England. They used to slay dragons over there. That's why I left.
That's a good reason to flee.
Yeah. Over here in America, they're much more... They embrace them, and especially in Canada. Love it.
We're very open here.
You're very open.
We don't even bat an eye when a magic dragon comes in the studio.
Genuine magic dragon. No, you don't.
Yeah.
You offer them, like, some weird carrot juice?
Booster juice.
Is this your way of poisoning a magic dragon?
No. So dragons don't eat vegetables or...
Yeah, dragons love delicious carrot juice.
Is it good, though? You like it?
Yeah, pretty good.
But not kale. You were offered kale?
I was offered kale juice. I turned it down. I don't believe any self-respecting dragon would accept a kale juice. Mr. Piffles faced away from it as he is now.
Yeah, Mr. Piffles is not...
How old is Mr. Piffles?
He's 8 years old, so halfway there.
He's so cute.
Rena, what is kale? We were trying to figure, like, what would you compare it to? Have you had kale?
I have had kale.
Yeah?
Have you had it?
I've never had kale.
Well, you'd never have it if you had it once.
I like kale.
Yeah, what would
you... Nobody likes kale.
You put it in the oven and you make kale chips. It's like healthy chips.
You bake kale?
Yes, I bake kale.
See, I thought that would be on a hamburger or something or a sandwich.
No, you don't. Well,
like
I guess
lettuce.
You could. It's like lettuce.
You're having healthy chips. I mean, that's just an oxymoron.
Uh huh. No, chips are supposed.
I'm sorry.
Chips are supposed to be like tacos. Ranch flavored. you got your cards. You got your dog.
Yeah.
So what can someone expect to see from a dragon magic or a dragon show?
What? You don't even remember what we talked. This is all the kale's gone to your head. This is the problem with kale, you see?
Kale,
she can't even put a sentence together anymore.
Drunk on kale.
Mr. Piffles is the world's only magic performing chihuahua.
Okay.
He performs magic tricks, card tricks, escapes from a straitjacket, the usual stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I back him up. I also perform card tricks. So if you like coming to watch people doing card tricks...
You're the dragon
this
to go
the
see.
Show.
Does Mr. Piffles get tired of the road?
Look at him. He's just sleeping.
I was
going to
say, he's sleeping right now.
He sleeps like 25 hours a day. Yeah. This is very early in the morning for him. Usually he's up at like 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for a dragon, the tour schedule's no problem, but a dog, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, well, you know, also, like, we FedEx him everywhere, so he takes a while to wake up from the box.
He's so cute.
It's so much cheaper.
Rena loves dogs. She's a huge, that's why she's immediately...
You want to pay him?
You want to
come over and pay him?
Yeah,
Come on, sit next to me, and then Mr. Pilvers is going to do a card trick for you.
Is he... Now, be careful. That thing's vicious. I see. Is it a
nice
dog?
You talking about me?
Well, the dragon, that's obvious. You're a dragon, but the...
Mythical.
Careful of that dog. It's terrifying.
He is. Come on, sit. Look, Mr. Pilvers is going to do a card trick for you.
Piff the Magic Dragon. Rumors, there are still tickets available for the Sunday 10 o'clock show. Otherwise, it's sold out.
Otherwise, you're out.
Yeah, you're out. It's just people are flocking. Yeah, worldwide, really. I mean, you've been doing huge shows, huge venues.
We've been all over the place, yeah. We went to, we've been all over America. We even went to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Yeah, they didn't get it.
They didn't get it at all.
They were just running around screaming, oh no, he's back.
Rena needs
and
a microphone.
This time he's really small.
I was going to ask you that. Is there anywhere where they just don't get it? But you answered my question.
Yeah. Come on, take one. Just one. There we go. Show it to Mr. Piffles.
Look at Mr. Piffles right on board the Chihuahua.
Can I? All right, he's like, what do you want me to do this? Come on.
Don't stick it in his mouth, man.
There we go. Now, you remember it as well, right?
Yes.
It's the card. Yeah. Piffles, focus. Come on, eyes on the prize. All right, now, look, it hasn't come up to the top yet. This is the nine of flowers. Oh, it's moving into your camera shot for you. There we go. That's not your card, right?
Nope.
No, watch. Mr. Piffles is going to touch the cards. Touch the cards. Piffles, touch the cards. Piffles, touch the cards. There we go. And look, one card. Boom.
He did it. Five of hearts.
A dog just did a card trick for you, and you're like, oh, yeah, he
did
it.
You're not even, like, excited. It's a dog.
Is this a common thing you see every day?
Okay, we're going to do it one more time, and this time you better be impressed. Look,
this is how the crowd in Hong Kong reacted.
Focus, focus. Here's the five. Ready? Watch. In the middle. Okay. Rub it on his head.
Trying this again.
Take a look.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You know what?
It's the five.
Okay.
Forget it. Forget it. That's what I'm taking back my magic.
Yeah.
She's the dog. She's a dog person.
All she cares about is a tiny dog in a cute outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Who wouldn't? Look at him. He's wearing this little sparkly outfit.
Yeah, Rena might steal that dog, but you can't steal him. It's a magic dragon.
I have sparkly skin.
Yeah.
You don't care.
You got a dragon sitting beside me. You're petting the dog.
You imagine a dragon sitting beside you. You're like, oh, look at the fluffy little dog.
I'm sorry. You're both equally as cute.
No,
but,
no. Well, that's apparently not true, is it?
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's not into it at all.
No. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Do I need to be here anymore? Or you just want to
take the dog for the day?
So how do you like Winnipeg? Let's do an interview with the dog.
I like Winnipeg very much.
Hey, wanna come live with me?
Now you.
No, he's trying to jump. That's what he's doing. Don't jump, Mr. Pebbles. You got so much to live for.
You came through a big crowd of people on your way into the studio here. Were they giving you, you know, you had the dragon outfit on?
A dragon outfit? You mean my natural dragon skin?
Sorry, a dragon walking in.
I walked through the crowd naked.
Do people, like, ask you questions and stop you on the street, or do you just get a lot of looks?
Yeah, I get a lot of looks. They just offer me a lot of carrot juice.
Carrot juice. No kale, though.
I bet you no one's offered a dragon carrot juice before.
Is that the first time? You do interviews all over the world. First time you've been offered carrot juice?
Yeah.
How is that for? That's Winnipeg.
He's never gonna forget it.
That's service. Now. I love it. Yeah, I'm gonna come back here. In fact, I might just move in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could live here. It's like a cave.
Yeah, perfect for you.
A little bit.
Yeah. Little bit. And you got Rena here to take care of the dog. You're good.
Yeah, right. Dog. I never want for anything.
Piff the magic dragon. What? Now it's a mixture of magic and you're a funny dragon too, which is you got the stand-up comedy plus the magic. It all incorporates into the show, correct?
Exactly.
So it's a little bit of everything.
How long have you been a dragon?
8 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a regular magician before that. It was terrible.
Okay.
Who wants to see that?
So you decided to spice it up?
No, what happened was...
What made you pick dragon? Happened.
I'm going to tell you. Okay. You can relax. I'll put you through it. I tell you what happened. I was getting fired everywhere because I was too grumpy.
Okay.
Everyone was like, hey,
magician's gotta
grumpy.
Be that fake smile.
Why are you so grumpy? We don't want this grumpy magician. And then I went to a costume party as a dragon.
Yeah.
And somebody said, you should do this in your act. You could be Puff the Magic Dragon. I said, wait. I could be Piff the Magic Dragon. You might have heard of my older brother, Steve. And I thought, that's worth trying.
Yeah.
And I did it. Never look back.
Yeah.
I can't because I don't have the material.
Right.
And the rest is history. You're the most. You're borderline the most famous dragon on the planet right now.
Borderline, yeah.
Hong Kong, you still got some work to do there. But otherwise...
Well, it's rebuilding trust more.
Yeah.
After that whole incident, yeah.
And now you've been to Winnipeg. Is this the first time to Winnipeg?
Yeah, first time to Winnipeg, but we've been to Calgary and Edmonton before.
Okay.
And we're coming to Montreal in a few weeks.
And you got
just for laughs.
And you got carrot juice, so you'll never
forget. And I got carrot juice.
And someone who loves your dog and might kidnap it. So.
Yeah, right. Bye, Piffles.
You could stay with
Piff the Magic Dragon, again, sold out at Rumors all weekend, except...
Just one show. There are only a few tickets for that show. Sunday night, 10 p.m. If you like being late for work on Monday, that show is for you.
Thank you very much for coming in. It was a pleasure.
Thanks.
First dragon we've ever had on the show.
Magic dragon.
Magic dragon, yes.
Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena.
Brought to you by
Ann's Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail. With ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
All right, let's start with the opening movies at the box office this weekend. We've got Independence Day Resurgence. got 43 out of 100.
Yeah,
from critics. So not the greatest reviews.
I know Wheels is a big fan of this.
Yeah, 20 years later, Liam Hemsworth in this one.
You are. You're a fan. You like the first one.
I liked the first one, but I wasn't like...
I'm a fan of mine.
Obsessed.
I'm fine. I really am a fan of mindless action, but for some reason, Independence Day just didn't do it for me.
Yeah. Jeff Goldblum back in this one, and
no Will Smith though.
No Will Smith. Yeah, they got one of the Hemsworths there.
The guy from what's the
Hunger Games?
Hunger Games.
Yeah. The one that dates Miley Cyrus.
The one who's got no credibility because he dates Miley Cyrus, and
they're engaged. Actually,
it's just really hard to take him seriously.
Yeah, I know. It totally ruined him for me. The Shallows opens up today. This one is a horror drama movie starring Blake Lively, where 200 yards from shore, she's a surfer, she's attacked by a great white shark, and she pretty much gets stranded on like one of those floaty buoys or whatever they're called, buoys. I don't remember. Anyway, it's just... it got 57 out of 100, so actually pretty good reviews.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I feel like... it's all kind of in one spot. Like, she's stuck on this floating thing, and there's a shark trying to kill her, and she tries to get off, and then it attacks her, and then she gets back on the floaty thing, and I'm like, how long can this go on?
We've had a few movies like that. Remember when Ryan Reynolds was buried alive? The whole movie?
Oh, yeah. But you said that movie was really good.
I said it was it was lame. It was bad, yeah.
I never watched it because you told me how it ended, so... yeah,
sorry,
you did.
I got a bad habit of doing that.
I was like, well, there's no point in watching this. And also The Free State of Jones. We were giving passes away all week for this movie, or last week, I should say. And it's a Civil War-type movie starring Matthew McConaughey.
It looks really good. I went.
This
one,
53 out of 100.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's
so the shark movie got better reviews. Sadly,
so disappointing. Yeah. It looks so. I'm still gonna see that one.
Yeah. So, moving on. The jury has made their decision. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant are fist pumping and high fiving because Led Zeppelin did not plagiarize "Stairway to Heaven." The panel in Los Angeles ruled the musicians did not steal a riff from the obscure song "Taurus." For the classic rock song, the jury deliberated. It took them about 5 hours before deciding the case. Page and Plant embraced. They hugged their attorneys after trial, and in a statement afterwards, they said, "The jury decision confirmed what we've already known for 45 years." La-di-da.
We played it, the two songs, earlier this week. They do sound similar, are the one part of the Spirit song. But
I think the thing that pissed me off a little bit about it is just the arrogance that they had, especially during the courtroom. They kept smiling and being like, can you compare this to Mary? They took a riff from a Mary Poppins song and tried to compare it to other music, and they're all like laughing and kind of making a joke out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, this band opened for you, and they're like, we don't remember. You have their CD on your shelf. Really? I had no idea. Like, I don't know.
They are Zeppelin. They are rock gods.
I know. Still, I love Zeppelin. No one attack me, please.
Rena. Rena at 92cityfm.ca. Zeppelin fans.
I'm so glad Wheeler's not here for me to say this. Jay Baruchel announced that Goon, the hockey movie that was filmed here in Winnipeg, making a Goon 2.
Because he was in the first one as a sportscaster.
He was in the first one. He was a co-writer for the first film, which came out in 2012. And he's going to make his he's going to be the director. It's going to be his debut for the upcoming sequel. So mixing it up a little.
But Jay Baruchel was in it, but so was Wheeler. That's what
Wheeler was in the movie for like 15 seconds. That's his claim to fame.
Yep. Wow, yeah. Hey, that's a big...
Hey, no, it's super cool, it's super funny at the same time.
That's right.
Cirque du Soleil is teaming up with the NFL. Super weird teaming up there.
It does seem
a little
weird.
For a four-story attraction in New York's Times Square, it's going to have 350-seat theater, interactive kiosks, multimedia shows. Cirque du Soleil's CEO says the exhibit is set to open in November 2017 and will let fans experience the game from behind the scenes as well as on the sidelines. So I don't even know what to expect with that.
The NFL's trying to broaden its horizons, clearly.
Yeah, teaming up with Cirque du Soleil.
It's NFL, so I might actually get into Cirque du Soleil now.
And finally, actor... Yeah, right.
Probably not, but you put NFL on it.
Actor Al Pacino is among the recipients of this year's Kennedy Center Honors.
Al Pacino,
the head of the Kennedy Center, says she's not sure why it took so long to honor Pacino, who starred in all three Godfather movies and has been long considered one of the top actors in the U.S. Also being inducted The Eagles' James Taylor and singer Mavis Staples round out this year's recipients. The awards are given out during a gala December 3rd, and they show that on CBS just after Christmas.
Al Pacino, Raina? Like this Al Pacino?
I'll tell you this. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch.
It is.
And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still
willing. This gives
you
goosebumps.
To fight
Billy's favorite speech.
For that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face.
Go Bombers.
That sounds dirty.
Where's your mind?
I think you picked a bad clip from that speech.
Maybe.
6 inches in front of your face. That's Entertainment City.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Call or click on Durico.ca for details.
780 Bones, 780-2663. Reminder, whatever you're doing throughout a weekend, any given weekend, and this one happens to be particularly busy, but we love hearing from you on the Bone Phone. You're at the Bomber game tonight. You're watching the draft. You're at a social, a bush party. Doesn't matter. We love hearing your take on life throughout any given weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start today's Bone Phone with a call about an event we were at last night, Raina.
I was a contestant today, I guess, for the All Hands on Deck. Didn't make it into the top 10, but it was a lot of fun. Thank you for hosting that. And, just wanted to say thanks. It was a great time. Have a good one.
Yeah, we're going to talk more about that this hour, but it sure was a good time last night. Olympic Building Center, all hands on deck. They just put on a great event, Olympic Building Center.
Yeah, we'll get into detail and talk to you about the winner and stuff coming up in a little bit. But it was fun. Hot yesterday.
It was.
Super hot.
Honestly, perfect night for it.
Yeah.
The contestants probably wouldn't agree, but.
Yeah.
Now time to talk some football.
I was just driving to work, and I heard you guys talking about the Bombers. And in the background, you guys had the Bombers fight song going. I just wanted to call and say how much I appreciate, as a listener, you guys even playing that. They don't play that at games anymore. It's fantastic. You guys are doing a great job.
We're proud of the Blue Bomber Day.
Well, certainly
Philly
an awesome
plays this song all day.
That's just on Bomber Game Day. This should just be on repeat at IG Field. It just gets me fired up. I know it's old, but these old football fight songs, they're tough. They're tough in a vintage way.
Well, I don't know if I'd say tough, to be honest.
It makes me think of leather helmets and guys who played offense and defense and guys who broke their noses and still played.
This song makes me think of that Steve Martin SNL bit where he's got a gun on the field. And he's wearing the leather helmet. And he's like shooting the football.
It's done like NFL film style.
Yeah.
And he had the gun on the field until one day everything went wrong and he starts shooting all his opponents.
Well, look who's here, Phil.
Oh, the mayor.
Mayor Brian Bowman. Bowman. Oh, what's up?
Viking to work.
Nice ride.
Good. How do you... Do you cycle to work all the time, Mr.
Every
Mayor?
Every single day.
Seriously? You've always done that?
Every day that I'm not driving.
You know, you are a cool guy, but of course you're an active cool guy as well.
You know, every couple weeks I try to do it. It's a little tough with the schedule, but...
Do you have time to stick around? We can chat with you, or do you got to go?
No, I can stay for
We'll just finish up the Bone Phone here, and then we'll chat with Mayor Bowman about cycle to work day.
Yeah.
That kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I can see them in the mirror back there, and I'm like, there's somebody at the door.
You're lucky our security guard didn't tackle you.
Mario's a badass.
He's no nonsense. Okay, when you call out guys who drive pickup trucks, there's going to be a response. And we've had multiple calls. Because earlier in the week,
pickup truck guys get mad.
Yeah, all you guys.
Very sensitive about their trucks.
You have small penises. That's why you need to buy pickup trucks. Yeah.
This is a puke bucket on Wednesday talking about pickup.
It was a puke bucket. Puke bucket. I know Rex.
I thought I heard a bad word.
I thought you heard F bomb. No. He's calling him a puke bucket. Yeah.
Okay.
Number one, this is a farming community and we need our trucks. Number two, 30% of the vehicles in Manitoba roads are pickup trucks. Number three, I don't have to compensate for anything, if you know what I mean.
Had to throw the creepy laugh in. That's nice.
That's right.
Okay, let's wrap up with this one, Raina.
Okay. Call that, the mayor's here, so maybe we shouldn't play this, but I'm going to anyway. It's about construction, okay?
Oh, hey, construction. You.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Hey,
I say that every time.
You have to. It's a necessity, but no, but nobody loves construction, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's the Bone Phone. 92 City FM, world class rock. It's Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Raina. Philly and Raina are here. Wheeler's away. He's back on Monday.
27 is the high for today. We're at 19 right now.
You know, it's quite a morning when you can say you've had a Piff the Magic Dragon.
We had a Magic Dragon on the show. We had a dog on the show.
Chihuahua. And now who storms in here in the middle of our bone phone? A man who you have an open invite anytime you want. Mayor Brian Bowman.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Right, we're doing well.
I even got the bell.
Nice.
Nicely done. Now you don't have a basket. Oh, you do have some.
Oh, I got. Yeah, I got some. We've had pit stops on the way here. It's bike to.
You got snacks in there.
Week. And I got. I got waffles in here. I got banana.
Waffles
bread.
In your basket.
Water. There is no beer.
It's kind of like a fanny pack for a bike on the front of that thing.
It is, but more socially acceptable.
Well, it's bike to week. Bike to work week.
Yeah.
And so today, you said you ride your bike to work a couple days a week.
You know what? I'm trying to do it about every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a little bit challenging with the schedule that I keep, but it's a great way to get. I mean, it's a great way to start the day and just to see the city, but also to ride the infrastructure that we're investing in. So. Yeah.
And so that when you're talking about these kinds of issues, you have a pretty good idea. Yeah. You live it. You ride to work.
Yeah. I mean, I typically drive. Mm-hmm. And I mean, so I know about, you know, the potholes. I know about, I drive. So yeah. I'm a driver just like everybody
eyes,
else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's also just... I just really enjoy it. My dad biked, when I was growing up in Charleston, my dad worked as a machinist at Molson Breweries downtown, mm-hmm. and he would bike, like, at least 3 seasons, yeah. My memory's correct, and it was just, that's what you did, you know?
And how do you find it? Because what Rena and I were discussing earlier this morning is, personally, I sweat a lot, so if I started riding my bike to work, I'd be just a mess.
You'd be like, Phil, get out, you stink.
A sweaty mess. So you're in a suit once you get to work, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
How does that...
They do have showers at City Hall, so that's...
Bang.
I have that advantage.
You're not taking the bird bath.
Yeah. We got a busy day where I'll be in the suit, and I'll have to change the look. I might lose the helmet for I've got my annual State of the Arts address today with Manitobans for the Arts and
wear the helmet.
The Winnipeg Arts Council. I think it.
If
I have a scrum today and it's going rough, I might just keep the helmet on.
Yeah. It's kind of intimidating, and you almost look like RoboCop with that Robo Mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you go to. You're a Bombers season ticket holder.
Yes.
A big home opener tonight.
But I've been a season. You know, Tracy and I have been season ticket holders since 19. Well, since 2000.
Yeah.
So for 16 years now. Season opener. I think we're going to annihilate the Montreal Alouettes.
Mm-hmm. I think
and,
so, too.
And I put out an open challenge to the mayor of Montreal.
Oh, this is great. Tell this story.
Yeah, I just tweeted out last night. I just said care to make it interesting. So we're still waiting to hear from him. He may be nervous because we've won 7 of the last 10 games against the Alouettes.
Yeah.
So we're counting on another win.
Yeah.
And we'll see if he chimes in with a friendly wager later today.
The mayor of Montreal.
Oh, so you haven't issued a wager yet. You're waiting to see.
I wanted to see if he's interested.
Okay.
And so far there's silence. I mean, he's probably looked
afraid.
At the history. 7 out of 10. I mean, so that could be it. I don't know.
He's just going to pretend that he didn't see it.
You know what they say about that silence? It's deafening. He's saying a lot, but not getting back to Mayor Bowman.
I hope the noise of the 13th man is deafening tonight. I hope it's really loud. We got a great team this year. I know they've been doing great work in the preseason. And I hope the fans just really kick it up a notch.
And it's a
tonight.
Friday night. It's going to be hot today. I feel like things are going to get a little crazy down there today.
Yeah, I hope so.
Now, when you go to a Bomber game, do you get stopped in the stands a lot? Do you wind up,
or do you wear a fake mustache? Are you a disguise? It's my Bomber disguise.
You know what? Winnipeggers are great. And you know what? I have to say, like, typically if I'm with my family, if I'm with, we got young children. So usually if I'm with my kids, people will say hi. But most people are pretty respectful of just family time. But you know what? I'm in public life, and that's just part of public life. If you don't like chatting with people, it's the wrong job.
Yep. Yeah, you know, if you want to avoid getting heckled, avoid going to games with Wheeler. I'm just going to throw that at you.
Sorry I heckled you guys the last time. You know? Sorry.
Mayor Bowman, thanks for
coming. Thanks
this
for having
morning.
Me.
Thank
have a great
you.
Day, guys.
That was awesome.
Yep. Happy bike to work. Work week.
Yeah, you too. And only Mayor Bowman just strolls in here on his bike. Yeah. Like, no people around him or anything. That's awesome. Thank you very much.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.